minhag is that lo alinu v'lo alechem, if somebody is sick, and we pray for them. So the minhag is that we pray by mentioning their name and the name of their mother, Abraham ben Sarah. Where did that custom come from, that we mention the mother's name? So the interpretation follows a rule that says that since the mother is more accurate than the father, the mother, we know she was the mother. The father, we assume that it's the father. But there's bigger proof that the mother was the mother, because she gave birth. There was witnesses. She carried the baby. So when we pray, the halakha said that we're supposed to pray with a more definite lashon. And that's also mashman the Zohar Kadosh in Parashat Lech Lecha. When David HaMelech prayed, David HaMelech said, "V'hoshia leben amatecha." He said, "And give redemption to the son of your maidservant," which means the son of his mother. So the Zohar says, even though we know Yishai was the father of David, but it's more definitive that the mother is the mother, and that's where we got the custom to that. The question then is, what if you don't know the mother's name? Happens a lot of times that people come and give the rabbi their name. They say, Abraham, what's the mother's name? Oh, I don't know the mother's name. I know the guy is Abraham. So what do we do in such a case? So the custom is to use the name Hava, Eve, Hava, because she's called Em Kol Hai. She's the mother of all. So they say, Abraham ben Hava, that's okay also. However, in the Sefer Mechkere Ares, in Yure De'a, Siman Chavav, he says the Idush from a rabbi called the Kolbo in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. In the Kolbo, it's mashma that when he used to pray, he used to say the father's name. Like it says over there, he has a nosach of a chole prayer, and he says, Rabbi Ploni ben Rabbi Ploni, meaning Abraham ben Yitzhak ben Abraham. That's how we'd make the prayer. So the ma'aseh comes out as follows, that the best thing is to pray the mother's name, if you know it. And if you don't know the mother's name, then it's better to pray the father's name. And then if you don't know the father's name, then it's better to pray Chava. So those are the three madregot: mother, father, Chava. However, there's a higher level. The higher level is to pray in front of the sick person directly, so you don't have to mention the name at all. There's an inyan not to mention the name when you're praying, because could be mentioning the name arouses judgments. But the deen is you have to pray in front of the person, not to mention his name. But if you're not in front of the person, so then already there's no choice to mention the name. So of course, if a person can make the Bikur Olim visit in front of the person, then he doesn't say, Refuah Shlema Abraham ben Sarah. You don't have to say anything. Just say Refuah Shlema. That's the best. But if you're not in front, then already we explained the three different levels.